Our story begins at Serena's apartment, where Alexandra has just arrived.
I was glad to hear you were released from the hospital, Serena.
Alexandra, how did you even know I was in the hospital in the first place?
Well, bad news travels fast, I suppose. How's the baby?
The baby's all right. Things didn't look good for a while, but it's hanging in there. Must be a fighter.
That's wonderful.
Look, I'm not really up for company today, Alexandra. I just got home this morning. My mother went out to pick up a few things at the store, but she'll be back soon, and she will have a fit if she sees you here pestering me.
Pestering?
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Look, you seem to have taken an interest in my life, and that's nice, but I have a mother and a father and cousin and uncle and daughter who all do a great job of looking out for me. So I don't need any more guardian angels, but thanks.
All righty then. I just thought I'd come by and check on you. I know I told you to go find Todd, so I do feel a tiny bit of guilt about what ended up happening.
It was an accident, Alexandra. It's no one's fault. I've been feeling guilty ever since I found out about Todd, but I realize that I can't carry that burden. It's just too much for me and for this baby, so I have to let it go.
I know Hannah Richards' outburst is what sent you into the hospital, Serena.
You really do know everything, don't you?
About that witch, yes, and none of it's any good.
Well, hopefully I never have to see her again. The last thing I need is to be screeched out by Hannah.
Well, don't you worry. She won't be bothering you again. I gave her a warning.
You did what?
Well, I ran into her at Wilson's Diner, and I just told her to stay away from you. She'll do it if she knows what's good for her.
You are something else, you know that?
I try. Oh, yes, I do.
At Wilson's Diner, Heidi and Clint are sitting at a corner table with Carl in a high chair beside them.
Clint, look at the time.
It's 5:30. What's the big deal?
I told your mom she could stop by the apartment at 5:30 to see Carl. I just remembered.
Well, we can call her and tell her to meet us later.
She's probably already there. Let me run over and meet her.
But we haven't finished eating yet.
I know. I'm sorry. Look, why don't you stay here and I'll take Carl back home. You can meet us when you're finished.
Are you sure?
Yes. This will give me some time with your mother. I want her to like me.
She will. I think she already does.
I don't know about that.
Hi.
Hey.
Lucas, twice in one day. Look, I'm sorry, but I have to run. Clint, I'll see you back at the apartment.
Okay. Make sure you keep the blanket over Carl's face.
Yes, Dad. Dara, Lucas, I'll see you some other time.
Bye. I hope she didn't leave on my account.
No, she has to meet my mom. Have a seat, you guys.
Yeah, I actually ran into Heidi earlier, and we made our peace about that whole mugging thing.
I'm glad to hear it.
Carl is growing so fast.
I know! It's amazing that we're not even at his due date yet.
So, who does he look like? I couldn't tell in the 5 seconds I actually got to see him.
He looks like Heidi, but they say babies sometimes look like the other parent as time goes on.
I guess you and Heidi have really become a family.
In a sense. There are a lot of different types of families these days. And even though I wasn't planning on becoming a dad anytime soon, I'm glad I did. I wouldn't trade Carl for anything in the world.
Mm-hmm. Outside Heidi's apartment, Dirk has just arrived and is banging on the door.
Heidi, are you in there? Let me in. We need to talk now.
Hi. Looks like someone is anxious to talk to Heidi.
Oh, hi. You're not Heidi.
I'm Connie Richards. I believe we've met before at Todd's funeral. You came with Serena, right?
Yeah, she's my cousin.
Oh, yes. Now I remember. And you're my son Clint's English teacher.
Yes, I am.
How is the baby doing?
It's all right, at least for now. Serena has to rest up and take care of herself.
I see. So, are you a friend of Heidi's? You seem awfully eager to get into that door.
Huh. Oh, yes. There's definitely something I need to talk to her about.
Well, she should be home soon. She knows I'm coming over to see the baby tonight, so she should be back in a bit, if you want to wait.
You know what? I actually better get going.
All right. Should I tell Heidi you stopped by?
No, that's not necessary. Wait. Actually, why don't you tell her that I stopped by? And I'll be in touch very soon.
Join us again next time for another exciting episode of Scripts and Scruples.